The General Services Administration tells agencies they shouldn't rule out contractors who don't have FedRAMP program authorizations yet. The program's only a few years old. GSA says agencies that require FedRAMP compliance as a condition for contractors to bid on work are limiting competition. Katie Lewins, former program manager for cloud computing at the General Services Administration, now an independent consultant. Katie, it's terrific to have you on the program this afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me. You said at a FedRAMP forum recently at the Potomac Officers Club, we need to encourage agencies to accept each other's authorities to operate and scale down the approval processes to the agency level. It strikes me that when you and I first talked about FedRAMP, whenever it started, many years ago now, that was the whole point in the beginning. What's your sense of how we got away from that? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Francis. Yeah, I think we did get away from that, and that was the original intent. So the original intent was to have the Joint Authorization Board provide ATOs or grant ATOs for, you know, pan-agency systems, you know, platforms, things that lots of agencies would use. But for more agency-specific or smaller programs, the idea was that each agency would have a framework, i.e. FedRAMP, totally based on FISMA, and that once an agency did grant an ATO for a particular cloud product or service, another agency could leverage and accept that ATO at least as a baseline. So we realized that, you know, there's no way to do all one size fits all. However, an agency could accept an ATO that was granted by one agency and then perhaps conduct additional or address additional controls that were specific to their, you know, security environment. But the idea was never to make everybody go through the Joint Authorization Board.
The part of this that's interesting when I saw your comments, and I wish I could have been at this event because it sounds terrific. You had Claudio Bololi was there, and Greg Godbout was, Matt Goodrich was there.
Right.
And so it was like this line of progression of FedRAMP. It was really cool. But it what is interesting to me is I don't remember if it was you or if it was Dave McClure when FedRAMP first came out that explained on this program that the whole point of the ATOs were to be a floor and not a ceiling. And that's stuck in my mind. And it sounds like that's what you're describing. And I wonder if that's the concept maybe that we've gotten away from. Is that
statement. Yeah, we have gotten away from it. And, you know, I think there are several or maybe a couple reasons why. First of all, you know, if the agent, if the company or an agency defers to the Joint Authorization Board, they don't have to conduct the ATO, which costs resources, you know, both the agency employees and perhaps they have contractors to assist in that, but it does include or require expenditure of resources. So if they go to the Joint Authorization Board, that expense is covered by the agencies who are members of the Joint Authorization Board. And then secondly, I think it's perceived as like this Uber FedRAMP ATO, when in fact it certainly is, you know, a high level with scrutiny by three agencies, but your agency, one agency, can certainly provide the same level of scrutiny at an agency level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Are there significant differences when you look at FedRAMP today from when you stood it up? And what do you think those differences mean for the end result for the customer agencies that will try to use it?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm really sort of proud of GSA and the program that we were able to stand up something like this, you know, with a very small staff, and that it's really taken hold. That's really very exciting. So that's number one. Number two, I think that we cannot have it be the job be a bottleneck, and I think it's in danger of becoming that because they don't have. It's not the Department of FedRAMP, and I'm sure Dave McClure said this as well, that it was never designed to be this, you know, monolith where everything would have to go through it, but in fact it was a methodology that agencies could adopt for their own and tailor to their own needs. So I think it's gone off a little bit that way. And then thirdly, I think that we need to get some encouragement. So when we originally designed it, it was sort of a triangle with, you know, OMB and the agency and the cloud service provider at each point of the triangle, and everyone has to do their part. So, you know, the agency has to accept FedRAMP, the company has to apply and comply with it, and OMB has to encourage both the agency and, in some degree, the cloud service provider to participate in the program. So that was the sort of the triumvirate that we envisioned when it first came into being, and I think that we need to sort of move back there.
What would it take to do that? I mean, it doesn't sound like what you're suggesting is, it doesn't sound like we've gone far afield.
No.
It just sounds like we've kind of evolved in a different direction than we originally imagined, and that doesn't sound like it's a course correction kind of thing. It just sounds like it's a continuing evolution type process.
Right. And I think, you know, since I'm now at a government, you know, I'm not, I think that looking at it from outside, it would be good if OMB could encourage and perhaps even offer some incentives for agencies to conduct their own FedRAMPs at the agency level. And then in addition, encourage sister and brother agencies to accept the FedRAMP ATO from, you know, another agency. So, for example, if Interior did something and then an ATO under FedRAMP Commerce could accept it and maybe add one or two controls that were specific to, you know, whatever sub-agency in Commerce was going to use it. So I think maybe a little encouragement from OMB would be a good thing.
And I wonder if once one or two agencies moved out like that, if it wouldn't turn into, mm-hmm. you know, kind of the snowball rolling down the hill.
Well, and if you look at FISMA, I mean, that was the original intent. You know, the agencies were supposed to, you know, conduct and accept each other's ATOs, but that sort of got far afield because there are, what, 1,000 or so controls under FISMA. Every agency was using them differently, and it kind of was not standardized. With FedRAMP, you have, what, 297, I think it is, controls. So you can enforce a little bit more standardization so the agencies don't have to start from scratch. And, you know, as you said, Dave McClure said, you know, it's a floor. At least you can start there. You don't have to start all over again and accept as many of those controls as, you know, is feasible.
Is there a potential model with FedRAMP that could apply not just in cloud security, but maybe we could take the FedRAMP framework and apply it to some maybe totally unrelated methodology that agencies do over and over again so that that do it once and use it a lot model is perpetuated in another area, Katie?
Yeah, you know, I that's a really good question, but unfortunately I don't have an answer. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, when I moved around in the government and you have to get your security redone, you know, there's a lot of things that you kind of have to redone or are done several times that would be nice if there could be a standard model, but none comes to my mind right away.
The idea that people should continue to think about it, though, strikes me as potentially useful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, it's expensive, as everyone knows, to grant or to process an ATO. You don't want it to be, as I said, the Department of FedRAMP where it's a bottleneck because everyone wants to go through a job. So I think, you know, its time has come, I hope, for agencies to start, you know, doing their own FedRAMP-based ATOs and then other agencies accepting those.
If you were back in those meetings that you were in at the very beginning, Katie, knowing what we know now, are there things that you might suggest to do differently to maybe hold the agencies tighter to the ideas that we've discussed or anything like that?
Well, you know, actually, no. I think when we started out, you know, Vivek Kundra was this federal CIO, and, mm-hmm. you know, we had a lot of, that was really important. We had a lot of support from OMB and from his office, and that, I think, gave us, you know, some credibility. And they were, and consistently, so Steve Enrico was, you know, supportive as well. In fact, he was in place when the memo came out that required FedRAMP. So I don't know if there's something that they could have done at that time. I think it's more, you know, the program had to sort of get some legs and be accepted and, you know, seen as useful and valuable. And I think it's at that point now. So now maybe it's time for it to, you know, go to the next phase.
What do you think the next phase might look like? I'm not asking you to tell Matt and his team what to do, but conceptually,
right.
What do you think the next phase might look like?
Well, I think the next phase is sort of twofold. So they, meaning the GSA-based FedRAMP program, should continue to do joint authorization board ATOs for larger multi you know, systems that are used by many agencies, number one. Number two, I think agencies then should step up and start doing their own FedRAMP-based ATOs for systems that are perhaps applicable most for a particular agency or a particular group of agencies. You know, let's say the financial agencies all wanted to do FedRAMP for some accounting system or some sort of monetary control system. That would be great. You know, Treasury would perhaps do it, and then OCC and a couple others could accept that and, you know, use it for their particular purposes. And then I think those are the two big things that I would see.